It is tough for any candidate, even the ones flush with cash, to mount a full-throttle campaign across all the Super Tuesday states. Traditional mailers, phone banks, and TV and radio ads just aren't enough. So candidates and their supporters are turning to viral marketing, spreading their message using new tools like ringtones and online music videos. Andrew Richey is founder and publisher of the blog Tech President. He tracks the impact of new technology on the presidential race, and he says the landscape has changed.
What's different is that the supporters of these candidates are actually one-upping them and creating content themselves and are pushing much farther the message than the candidates could ever hope to push themselves.
Perhaps, Andrew, we could just tick through a few. Perhaps we could begin with the use of videos on the web, and this video in particular that surfaced recently of a number of Hollywood A-listers, artists, actors, singing the lyrics or singing the words of a Barack Obama speech.
It was a creed written into the founding documents that declared the destiny of the nation. Yes, we can.
Now, I talked to the Obama campaign. They said they had nothing to do with this. Do you buy that?
I do buy that, and it's not surprising. In fact, the conversations that would define political opinion that used to happen around a dining room table or around a water cooler or over the back fence are still happening, but they're happening on the Internet and because of these tools, whether it be YouTube, whether it be a blog post, whether it be just an email message, they are, in effect, on steroids, and that is changing the nature and the control of politics away from top down to bottom up.
Now, Hillary Clinton has her own version of a music video. I guess if we could call it that, it's called Hillary and the Band. Could you describe what we see and hear?
In this particular case, the video is sort of done in kind of a MTV-style interview of band members who are talking about Hillary as if she is the leader of the band and how fantastic she is and how inspiring she is and how talented she is. And it sort of tries to equate her as being sort of a rock star.
I couldn't believe it. Immediately, I called Lance and I said, dude, Hillary just quit the band.
I was like, why? And he goes, Hillary's running for president.
Now, there is a website called Amigos de Obama, and again, the Obama campaign said they had nothing to do with this. It features both ringtones and telenovelas. The telenovelas are aimed at Hispanic voters. Those reggaeton ringtones, I guess, could also be aimed at younger voters.
¿Cómo se dice? ¿Cómo se llama? Obama. Obama.
Now, whoever happens to have this on their cell phone, let's just hope if they go into a crowded theater that they turn their cell phone off.
Of course, but if they're at a party, Michelle, and that goes off, someone goes, where'd you get that? Or why did you put that on your phone? And it starts a conversation, or someone says, I want it, and it creates a certain kind of opportunity to talk about politics.
Now, we've been talking mainly about the two Democratic candidates. Are the Republicans engaging in this kind of viral marketing?
Absolutely, completely polar opposite to the Democrats. For some reason, the Republicans really are terrified of bottom-up politics, and they have used some of these tools but are trying desperately to keep control.
So you cover this kind of thing. Is there anything that you've seen in terms of viral marketing that made you say, wow?
The thing that made me go, wow, this particular cycle was seeing the Ron Paul campaign put up the actual figures of donors and the names of donors as they were coming in real time. Because the political system guards donor information like it's Fort Knox. And for a candidate to actually make that data open proved to me that this technology has the potential of creating far more transparency in the political process. And that gets more people involved because now, again, politics is not abstract. It starts to become relevant.
Andrew, thanks so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
Andrew Richey is the founder and the publisher of Tech President. That's a blog that tracks the impact of technology on the presidential race.